Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, I would like to begin by expressing the apologies of the Chair of ECOWAS, His Excellency Mr. Alain D'Souza, who had a last-minute appointment and, as a result, wasn't able to come to Geneva. Chairman, allow ECOWAS in turn to congratulate Mr. Filippo Grandi on his appointment and the leadership that he has demonstrated in convening this session. Likewise, we would like to congratulate him on the strategic scope of his opening statement and pay tribute to the role of the UNHCR in protecting the most vulnerable populations. ECOWAS reaffirms its determination to strengthen cooperation with the UNHCR in meeting the different moral and humanitarian challenges that we are all facing. Chairman, West Africa is not spared from this global phenomenon of mass displacements. Indeed, it is facing multiple humanitarian crises, particularly stemming from conflicts. That is why ECOWAS's initiatives to tackle these challenges include the preparation of strategies, programs, and policies aimed at implementing the humanitarian mandate as set out in the various legal instruments in the region. In particular, since 2012, ECOWAS has adopted a humanitarian policy, which is a normative framework for us around which we guide our work and coordinate our work with supportive member states. ECOWAS would like to take this opportunity to pay tribute to the commitment of member states and their efforts, which they carry out with conviction in dealing with the issues of refugees and displaced persons in West Africa. Chairman, Boko Haram remains a challenge in West Africa. It affects around 14 million people, including 7 million with an urgent need for humanitarian aid. The repetitive attacks have led to more than 2 million internally displaced persons and several hundreds of refugees. It is encouraging to note that the Nigerian government is working hard to resolve this problem, and the UNHCR is supporting this process with determination. Along the same lines, we are working together to ratify the Kampala Convention, and I am sure that the implementation of this convention will allow us to swiftly resolve some of the inherent problems to this situation of internally displaced persons created by the insurgencies of Boko Haram. Responding to the issues of statelessness in Western Africa also remains a priority. We welcome the success of the ministerial conference held on this in 2015 in Abidjan, and we are currently working on preparing a plan of action which will soon be presented to the statutory bodies of the community. Chairman, the excellent partnership between ECOWAS and the UNHCR has led over the years to positive results. The technical and financial support that we have received has allowed us to establish an urgent intervention team from ECOWAS in 2006. This for ECOWAS really is an excellent tool to implement humanitarian assistance programs around the region, and it is in this context we deployed the team to Mali in 2014. And I am particularly pleased to note here that the UNHCR also benefited from this instrument. We are currently working on strengthening this urgent mechanism, intervention mechanism, through appropriate reforms in order to ensure more effective humanitarian responses in West Africa. We sincerely hope to have the continued support of the UNHCR in this reform process. ECOWAS would like to take this opportunity to appeal to all partners to provide the necessary support regional efforts, because we believe that this is a key part of our regional approach and a key solution to the various humanitarian problems whose challenges are often trans-regional. Ladies and gentlemen, despite the current economic situation, We need to continue our efforts to resolve humanitarian problems. ECOWAS would like to ensure that you that of its full determination to such efforts and its support for the implementation of the commitments made in New York, but also at the Global Humanitarian Summit in Istanbul in May 2016. In conclusion, I hope to see an effective partnership for the improvement of affected populations around the world. And may this partnership realize our hopes for the millions of displaced persons for a dignified life and a more prosperous region. Thank you very much, Chairman.